Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Kathy Rapp of the 65th Legislative District in Warren, Forest, and Crawford Counties. Representative Rapp, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's a piece of legislation that you've been working on for some time that will make some changes to Pennsylvania's abortion law, and it's recently seen some action in the state Senate. What's going on here?
Thank you, Mike. Yes, House Bill 1948, which I am the prime sponsor of, did pass the House a month ago. It just passed the Judiciary Committee the other day, so the next step would be to be on second over in the Senate and then on the floor of the Senate for a final passage. Now, the governor has chosen and has already stated that he will veto this bill. But just to give a summary of the bill to constituents, currently in Pennsylvania, any woman can choose to have an abortion for almost any reason up to 6 months, 24 weeks gestation. The bill rolls that back to 20 weeks because research, medical technology says that the viability age is lower and lower for our premature babies, which simply means that babies can survive at a younger viability. And actually, Children's Hospital of Philadelphia is doing surgery on unborn children starting at 18 weeks. And they're using anesthesia for those babies because of the sense that those babies feel pain. So because of the viability and the research technology stating that babies can feel pain at 20 weeks, the legislators and myself felt that this was a time to roll back the abortion gestational age. It also prohibits the dismemberment abortion practice, which simply tears the baby limb from limb when the abortionist removes the baby from the mother's womb. So that's the two major components of the bill. So if the bill passes, a woman can still elect to have an abortion for almost any reason under Pennsylvania law up to 5 months of pregnancy. It is sad, in my opinion, that the governor has stated that he will veto this, and he has just as recently as yesterday put out a statement and a campaign letter saying that they're going to use this basically to fundraise, asking people to send in money to support women's reproductive rights. Well, that's discomforting to me that the governor would use this as a campaign tool to actually raise money, which it actually states in his letter that they are using 1948 to basically fundraise for the governor. But on a lighter note, you know, this is budget month, and we've done a lot of working on the budget for the people of Pennsylvania. And it just shows that we don't just work on the budget during June and for the days that follow, trying to wrap everything up. Another good thing, and that the governor did sign, was our fire and ambulance grants. And he signed that just a couple weeks ago with a lot of legislators bipartisanly in the reception room of his office. I was present. And this legislation extends the grant program through 2020. It allows career ambulance companies to apply for the grants as long as they are designated as a municipality's primary EMS provider. And the State Fire and Emergency Medical Services Grant Program offers $30 million, that's up from $25 million, in grants to fire and ambulance companies for the purchase of turnout gear, apparatus, and other items necessary to protect Pennsylvania's citizens. This is a funding that has unanimous bipartisan support in the House and Senate. So we were all very pleased to see this bill passed and signed by the governor.
I also understand that there's a special event coming up in Crawford County.
Yes, this weekend is the festival for the community of Townville in Crawford County. My plan is to be there for the parade and spend some time at the festival and enjoying all the festivities and having some good food at the festival and walking around and getting to meet people. So a lot of things happening in Harrisburg right now, the budget being the main focus, but there are a lot of other things that go on during the budget process as well.
Representative Rapp, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Kathy Rapp.